Welcome back to The Raised Eyebrow. I am your host, Dave McDowell. This is the writings, confessions, and opinions of an outspoken and confused Christian American cynic. Again, I am your host, Dave McDowell, and we have been going through my testimony, my autobiography for the purposes of this. It's basically how I became Reformed and Charismatic. I was just talking about my army experiences, and I'll start at actually the beginning of the paragraph so we don't get lost here. I was stationed at Fort Benning, Georgia for basic training. It lasted 13 weeks, and it began in mid-August. Mid-August in Georgia is unbearably hot. I lost about 15 pounds in the first 2 weeks I was there. To say that I did not make the best soldier is quite an understatement. I was horrible. I did manage to pass my physical test, but mentally I was near the brink. After hiking a long distance, I complained to the drill sergeant that I was experiencing a great amount of foot pain. Turns out that I had a stress fracture under the fourth toe of my left foot. A few weeks later, after recovering from that, I hyperextended a tendon in my left knee. I tried to make it physically, but I just could not. After falling out of my final 15-mile road march, I was told by the drill sergeant that I was going to be ELS'd. ELS stood for entry-level separation. They could do that under the circumstances of failure to soldierize. I was told that I could wait 3 weeks to get examined by a doctor to see if I was eligible for any benefits, or I could be gone in 3 days. I chose the latter, and now I wish I had not. Every time my knee or my foot aches, it reminds me of whose I am. My last night there, I grabbed my Bible, and I went out to the barrack steps to pray. I don't remember what I read. I just remember that I prayed tearfully to God that he would take me back into his will. I returned once again to North Carolina in December 1996. Although spiritually I had gotten right with God, I still dealt with a mistrust of him in the church, but I did go on Sunday mornings. Once I accidentally set my clock ahead an hour while setting my alarm for church. I arrived the next morning an hour early for church, so I went to Sunday school. There I met a guy named Dan Starcher, who for the next year and a half would disciple me, almost unknowingly. I got a job working at a hosiery mill and vowed that I would not leave North Carolina again until I heard the voice of God. I grew slowly but steadily. I would take heavy theological problems to Dan and he would help me sort them out. There grew inside of me a love for God and a love for the Bible. Toward the end of 1997, I almost made the decision to move back to Michigan and go back to school, but at the last moment, I decided not to go. Then in April of 1998, I was kicked out of my house. There had been a long feud between me and my stepfather, and it finally boiled over one morning, and I was told to be out by the end of the week. I had nowhere to go, but I did not wait until the end of the week. I took the day off work and left that day. I moved into a motel that, no lie, cost $90 a week. Yeah, 90 bucks a week, not the nicest place. The most amazing thing to me was, though, although I hated the circumstances, I was completely at peace and resigned to the fact that God was working and doing something in my life. But the stress did mount up. In May, just a month later, there was an altercation between a coworker and me. I lost my temper, and I lunged at him. I was being held back only by another coworker. I completely ruined my testimony, and I sinned. I was fired that day, but when I came back later to pick up my check, I apologized to all my coworkers and my bosses. I called my friend Steve that night, who happened to be getting married in June. I told him what happened, and he said, "Ready to come back to Michigan yet?" After praying about it, I felt that it was time. When I told Dan about it, I said, "I know that God does not use sin to work in someone's life, but I do know that he worked through it to bring it for good." Dan replied, "Yes, you were listening to me." Lost my place here, sorry. I've often wondered why God did not have me leave under better circumstances. The only thing that I can think of is that my move to Michigan in June required a much greater step of faith than it would have 6 months earlier. That's pretty much what there is to it. So we're going to stop there for the day. Once again, thank you for joining me on The Raised Eyebrow. If you'd like to check out my blog, it's www.davemcdowell.blogspot.com. You can always feel free to email me at davemcdowell@charter.net. I have received at least one email that I would like to talk about in future editions of the podcast. So feel free to send them away, and we'll try to get to them as much as we can here. So once again, Dave McDowell for The Raised Eyebrow. You guys have a good one.